glanced out the window and noticed several boys and girls on the sidewalk wondering what on earth was happening.
I think you, Professor Weekly, must have handed out...
Feebling. Dr. Feebling.
I think you, Dr. Feebling, must have handed out some bum information.
Why?
Well, if he said icebergs floated across Illinois 20 years ago, he was about 100% wrong. Why, holy...
Well, he said to fear.
Did he say icebergs?
Yeah, mentioned icebergs several times.
Did he say icebergs floated across the state of Illinois?
Yeah.
That's not true.
No. Yes, the gentleman has been giving his speech about icebergs just before you were born.
Oh, my George, they sure must have been hanging out a bunch of junk when I went to Edward's school. We were taught that you only found icebergs out in the ocean. Sure news to me that people around Joliet, Illinois have to duck and dodge to keep...
I imagine he was familiar with what he was talking about. Authority on icebergs and all. Addressed a large audience in Somerset, Kentucky, only last week.
Yeah.
Oh, and Vic, he's scared, Rupert.
Oh.
He'd come to a place in this beach where he beat himself on the chest and hollered. And he was looking right at Ruthie.
What'd you say?
Oh, you claim you are an intelligent person. If you are an intelligent person, I challenge you to deny this and that and the other thing. If you are an intelligent person, I beg of you with tears in my eyes that you lobbied out hoobly hoobly and peach butter. Ruthie stared at him like he was hypnotized.
So he'd fall off and face the one upside the snoop.
Yeah.
What puzzles me is how anybody could work themselves up into a towering fury over glaciers.
Puzzles me also.
There's nothing controversial about glaciers.
Oh, his actions were just for show.
Was his statement just for show, too?
I mean...
I assume the fellow was handing out facts.
Oh, sure, facts by the bushel. 40 years ago, Galena, Illinois was visited by a glacier 66 square miles an acre in the area.
40 years ago?
Well, maybe he said 400. Anyway, it was fascinating to have. When he got through and sat down, everybody walked over and gave him nice compliments. His elder said she listened so attentive to that she could deliver a lecture on icebergs.
Mm.
You know so much about icebergs, Willie. What do they deposit?
Nothing that I know of.
Hot lots of torpedoes
for.
Icebergs deposit rocks.
Oh, heck, they do.
Icebergs deposit rocks and stones, and you can see them laying on the ground to this day.
You mean glaciers, don't you?
Icebergs. There's six
of
one, half a dozen of others.
The fellow said he was synonymous. Did he make
the icebergs? Oh, and there's a blackboard he's tied out, too.
Mm.
Chalked the blackboard up against his moving picture machine, put some chalk out of his pocket, and drew diagrams till he laid the chunk.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. Authority on icebergs. How much of an iceberg is underneath the water, and how much on top of the water?
10%.
Good. In an iceberg, 10% is underneath the water, 90% on top of the water.
Mm-hmm. Right the way around.
Sure.
What did I say?
You said 90% on top and 10% underneath.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did get it backwards. You're right. 10% underneath and 90% on top.
No. Well, the reason an iceberg is so dangerous is slip when
you I know. It just makes the slip of the tongue when everybody jumps on them like a kangaroo. Pretty fancy assembly, ladies, are they? Having a regular public speaker?
Yeah.
Be nice if we could do it often. In order every third meeting or some such arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's the money to be considered. What about the fee being charges for his lecture when he's delivering it for pay?
Maybe he passes
the By George, you wouldn't get any nickels and dimes off of me. If you quoted his statements correctly, ma'am, I'd say his facts are worth about a tenth of a cent apiece.
Suppose maybe $25, $30, sir?
Possibly.
Of course, the symbol club couldn't hand over him $25, $30. You know, I still learned about some new subject every 2 weeks. See, from the desk, I'm familiar with all the facts about icebergs. I know all there is to know about icebergs. You say, 2 meetings from now, we had a speaker talk about, well, furniture, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, digging up $25, $30 for public speakers out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
After Dr. Feeley finished his oration and ate some salty nest and went upstairs to lay down, Miss Cummins told us a little story on him.
What
is it? Well, it seems he was on a train going somewhere to deliver his steel. He was in the smoking car and got talking with the fellow sitting next to him. He introduced the topic of icebergs into the conversation, and he led himself right into his lecture. He gave the stranger the whole hour and 10 minute speech. Gestures, fish shaking, and all.
Hmm.
And when he got through, you know what that fellow done?
No.
He stood up and says, okay, Tim, you asked for it. And he hauled off and knocked Dr. Feeble unconscious.
Good.
The conductor had to put poor Dr. Feeble off at the next station and send him to the hospital in an ambulance. Well, Now that I know all about icebergs, we guess we'll go see what there is for supper.
Mm.
You'll probably have to stop at the store, Willie.
Aye.
Yeah, pretty high-tone symbol club we got. Regular professional public speaker.
Mm.
We have clenched and upraised this, I challenge anyone within sound of my voice to deny that 20 years ago, an iceberg 69 square miles in area didn't visit the beautiful city of Joliet, Illinois.